USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Pentagon says a drone strike conducted in Afghanistan has taken out a member of the terror group that bombed the Kabul airport on Thursday. A new warning was issued from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, saying Americans that are still in Afghanistan to not go to the airport. President Biden's national security team has warned another terror attack in Kabul is likely after 13 U.S. service members were killed on Thursday.
This is the most dangerous part of the mission. This is the retrograde period of the mission.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the military has taken maximum force protection measures at the Kabul airport, where evacuations are continuing.
In this case, they're also doing that while there is an ongoing and acute threat from ISIS-K.
The final U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan should happen this Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Hurricane warnings are up for parts of the Gulf Coast as Ida, which is already a Category 1 hurricane, is expected to intensify quickly and slam into Louisiana sometime this weekend.
The storm is sort of ahead of schedule, meaning they had projected it would be at a certain strength at a certain time, and is beating those projections. And what this means is the rapid intensification is happening, as was expected. It's just happening to a greater degree, or at least faster than expected.
Governor John Bel Edwards. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has told people who live outside the city's levee system to evacuate.
If you need something, we need you to say something, and do not wait.
The storm is expected to make landfall in Louisiana sometime on Sunday, which just happens to be the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, which inundated New Orleans for weeks afterwards. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Officials are still investigating why the Florida condo collapsed in Miami. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Videos by a team of federal investigators shows more evidence of extensive corrosion and overcrowded concrete reinforcement in a Miami-area condominium that collapsed in June, killing 98 people. The video shows densely packed steel reinforcement in various sections of the building, along with extensive corrosion where one of the columns met the building's foundation. The National Institute of Standards and Technology also announcing it will conduct a five-pronged investigation into the Champlain Towers South collapse.
The government has released an unclassified report on how COVID-19 began. The Director of National Intelligence Office report says the first known COVID-19 cases started in Wuhan, China, around November of 2019. U.S. health experts say there's little evidence that it was developed as a biological weapon, but there's less confidence that it was not genetically engineered. Two U.S. agencies are saying there's not enough evidence to decide either way. The report also says it's not likely Chinese officials knew about the virus before the pandemic hit. The DNI report said the intelligence community won't be able to settle on an explanation without additional information, such as clinical samples or epidemiological data from the earliest COVID-19 cases. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.